Hi, Teresa. I'm going to give you feedback on your Module 3 Learning Activities draft assignment in this audio podcast. And I first want to make sure to point out to you that I have created some general feedback for everyone in the class on a number of things that I want everyone to look at in their courses. And those are things like crafting discussion questions, creating an area for class community, how you label things, and so forth. And so I just want to make sure that you take a listen to that podcast that I have created that is for everyone in the class, in addition to this feedback that I'm giving to you individually. So I have reviewed your assignment, and I just have to tell you, I love so much how I have seen you evolve and how I have seen this course that you're designing evolved. I couldn't be more thrilled and more pleased with how it's shaping up from everything from, how you're labeling each module as a mission and the whole mission metaphor to, your opening up and using things like voice threads and blogs and all of the different cool tools that you're using in the course. I am just like, my mouth is open and I'm saying OMG. it's extremely cool to see this course blossom. I feel like there is a good mix overall of activities, from the videos to the quizzes to the readings to the at-home experiments to the discussions to the blogging. There's a good balance and mix of solitary and group activities and also hands-on activities. I was very pleased to see you're thinking that through. I'm just going to go through a couple of things specifically in the modules. In the model or poster activity that you have early on, you might want to give them a little bit more freedom of choice in that particular activity. You might want to give them some examples, and that this holds true, I think, for each of the different activities that you have for them. You want to make sure to think about providing examples so that students will be able to see quite clearly what you're looking for in terms of, the work that they produce for you. And I did see that you're using rubrics. I'm not certain that you're thinking about rubrics for every activity, but you might want to consider that, just so that coupled with examples really makes a solid foundation for students understanding your expectations. And then they can also make choices about, what level they want to be contributing at in each particular activity, what they need to do in order to get an A, B, C, or whatever they are choosing to go for. It is kind of hard to give you some feedback on your discussion and your blogs without knowing how you're going to approach these activities. It would have been nice to see your discussion prompts and your labels of some of these areas in your course. So in general, I'm going to have to wait to see how you lay this out in your course, but keep in mind that how you label things is important. And then also keep in mind that the design, the crafting of the discussion questions and of the blog guiding questions is extremely important in terms of what you end up getting out of that activity from your students. If you really want an authentic discussion, that those questions need to be crafted in a way that will elicit authentic interaction from the students. And, it's not easy to design a question that will do that. I'll have to wait until you have this in your course to give you additional feedback on that, but give that a lot of thought as you're designing both the structure of how this is going to be labeled in your course shell, and also the specific design of the discussion and blog activity. So I love the adopt an element activity that allows them to demonstrate their expertise. I see you have a rubric for that. Think about Like I said, how you're going to provide examples of exemplary work for the students. The bingo activity sounds awesomely cool. I love that you're exploring the use of Google Hangouts with that. I love that you're having them do at-home experiments. You're going to have them do a mini video project and lots of, all your little, your mini projects are very cool. I'm wondering if you might want to, because of the age of your students, if you might want to consider having some online information for the parents, especially since you're going to be having them do the at-home experiments, and just in general, to make sure that students, that parents are communicated with about what their children are doing online. It might not be bad. That might not be a bad idea. There's some activities where I can't really tell what the activity really is going to be like. I can't tell, like the state of matter and the mind map activity. I'm not entirely sure. And like I said, how things are going to be labeled is going to be really important. And that's something I also can't completely tell, like how you're going to label each section. You're not going to label each section content presentation or I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'll look forward to see how you actually design the different sections of the course. You might want to take a look at Andrea's course to see how she has laid everything out. I can't wait to see the chemistry in the real world project details. Also, I love, love, love that you have put that together, that you're going to have them actually think about how chemistry impacts their real life and the real world. I see you're calling it at the end of the course, you're calling it an end of course survey. Call it something else. That sounds too much like, a course evaluation. And what you really want is for them to give you their honest feedback, their honest descriptions of, that you can use to actually improve the course. And so you might call it help me improve this course, or advice for for students for next semester, or I don't know, something that it is a little less, that has a little less baggage connected with it. Like, I mean, I don't know if students at your students' age, if they've done a lot of course evaluations, but certainly that term, that it's like a construct that people are like used to. They fill out a course evaluation is sort of like a standard thing, and people have expectations associated with that. And I just want to make sure that you and your students are not putting this activity in that same category or bucket, that you really are focused on really authentically understanding things from the student experience for the purpose of improving it the next time. So, see if you can find a different way to characterize that activity. I am just totally blown away. Like, I left this for the last because, and it's at the end of your course, which, like, when I saw it, I just totally, like, my head exploded. I love, love, love that your grade scheme assigns a role to the number of points. It's just really, really amazing. The whole tying it to, at an A, you're a mad scientist, at a B, you're a field expert, all the way down to F as a lab rat. I think it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. You might want to consider creating little badges for each of those grades. And in fact, you could potentially, in each of your activities, kind of in microcosm, with rubrics, give students, the badge, so that if they are doing, if one of their activities that they do in your class, if they get a an A on that particular activity, that they get the Mad Scientist badge for that, and so on. Just really, really brilliant idea. I totally love it. It's totally in line with the age range of your student, I think it makes it fun and engaging, and I just can't wait to see how it looks in your course and then ultimately how it works with your students. I am so thrilled with how your course has evolved and how you have evolved, and I am so looking forward to seeing how this ends up looking in your course. Don't forget to take a listen to the general feedback that I have given to everyone in the course. And again, very, very well done, brilliantly done. I am very, very happy with where you are and where you're going with this course so far. Very well done, Teresa.